This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com. Now, we got two sites up right now. We're taking care of the old one, maintaining it, and then, of course, what we're doing on the new one is loading it up with all kinds of details and information and facts and so on. So that's what we're doing on the new one. That's ncs51.com, ncs51.com. Okay, what I understand is that Donald Trump won, Democrats zero in Iowa. And if you haven't been watching this or paying attention to us, apparently an app failed. App failure. An application failed, and now they have no votes. No one knows who won anything, yet everybody's claiming victory for everything. That's what's going on at the Democratic side. It's absolute chaos. And this is almost cliche now. It's chaos in Iowa. The caucuses, they are absolutely blown up. I hate it when this happens. And again, couldn't happen to a better party, the Democratic Party, because, they're so corrupt in everything that they do in terms of electioneering. We all know that, especially out here in California. They have this real de-schlick system that they've exported everywhere. And, of course, everybody's been trying to stop it, but no. But apparently, they stopped themselves. Quite embarrassing, actually. They have the Iowa caucuses, and, man, they do some crazy things in the Iowa caucuses. We know that. But, you got to hand it to everybody in Iowa, and Republican or Democrat. It's part of the process. They get out, and they get after it. Now, on the Republican side, Donald Trump was just smashing it out. So he's all taken care of. I don't see any other runners against him. So anyway, and of course, everybody said that the turnout for Trump in Iowa was just spectacular. Okay, now, but what happened to the Democrats, and how does this make them look? It makes them look like a bunch of schmucks. Well, you know, of course, the other visual on the Democratic side is the schmuck himself, Adam Schiff, right? He's the poster child for schmuckness, those big schmucks. I mean, this couldn't happen to a better party system. Now, here's the problem. If they were having this kind of problem in Iowa on a launch, you know, they launched a new technology, basically. And again, this is the biggest fear that a lot of people have is that the technology that George Soros and others have, which ties right into this corrupt election schemata that the Democrats have, what's that going to look like going forward for them? Now, here's some real monkey wrenches in the machinery. And this is what I think people need to understand. The election system, the corrupt system, if you know, doing a lot of reading and research about these systems and the whole George Soros thing, the from the machines to the software, and meetings with certain congressmen in Barcelona, Spain, Barcelona. Over the last several months, here's the deal. My understanding is that the programming of all these machines have already happened. Now they're going to have to go back and figure out how to reprogram. And what happens if Bernie Sanders is the candidate? Monkey wrench. Big one. Because, you know, their plan is Biden is going to be the candidate, right? So the whole system, I believe, has been programmed Biden right now. But then there's this guy called Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, we were ranting and raving in 2016 on this very radio show that Bernie won. He won the primary election in California. And we were pounding on the table, and it was a lie. It was a lie about Hillary Clinton. Of course, we had figured out the scheme that they had been following to be so corrupt in this. And, of course, the anecdotals were all over the place that Bernie had won California, like hands down. And I was impressed because I was telling everybody when I was doing my driving up and down the state of California all the way down to Oceanside, there were Bernie supporters on every corner, it seemed like, on the numerous trips I took down for several weeks in advance of the primary. I said, there's no way this guy's not going to, he's going to win. And lo and behold, by, I don't know, 3 million votes, Hillary wins. Ha, ha, ha. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And everybody knew, like, wait a minute. And, of course, even today now, we've had more factual evidence on this, that it was stolen for Bernie by the DNC. They can't stand Bernie. Now, here's the problem. Looks like Bernie's going to be the candidate. Now, what is that going to do to all that programming that's out there? Huh? What is that going to do for all that programming out there? Shocking. It throws it into chaos, I believe, especially out here in California. They've got some problems with their software hijinks and other issues that, you know, that will guide them through their primary system out here in California and other states. I think that there's a big problem for the Democrats in their, well, their corrupt scheme. I hate it when a socialist comes along, right? And, of course, Bernie, listen, Bernie's an honest socialist. That's the only thing that's endearing about Bernie is he tells you he's a socialist. Well, he's really a communist. Communist train in Soviet Union-style communism. So this is the point. The point is he is the chaos in the system. And the Democrats don't know what to do with it. How are they going to go run around and reprogram everything? I think they're going to have to get a special app. A special app. Now, where do you think they get that special app from? The same guys who pulled off the Iowa app used to work for the Clinton campaign. I'm sure that they're well skilled at cheating, or at least creating apps to cheat. But, you know, sometimes apps that cheat fail. And apparently last night it failed. So now we have complete chaos. No one knows who won. No one knows who won on the Democratic side. And they're just going to move on. Nothing to see here. That whole thing blew up. My point is that the Democrat, the good people of Iowa, they go out and they do this whole caucusing thing, and their hearts are in it. Democrat, Republican, they're totally sincere. They deserved a lot better than that last night. The Iowa Democrats deserved a lot better than what they got last night from their party. And again, you got to remember, the Democratic Party, the DNC, runs that whole show. So if you're Bernie Sanders, well, you're probably looking pretty good. If you're Joe Biden, you're probably looking pretty good. You don't know what your results are. I bet you're going to go on to New Hampshire. That's the way the system works. Anyway, we got a lot of going on. And, of course, the big thing for us here at Agenda 21 Radio and New California State is best wishes to Rush Limbaugh, who was diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer, advanced cancer. And our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. And a family of radio listeners all around the nation. He's a first-class act.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Adam Schiff, man, this guy, one more day of this, I think, today it's going to, or no, tomorrow, because tonight we have the State of the Union, and I'm just, you know, really, I know what Trump's going to do, he's going to step up and rise above it. This is what great people do, they step up and rise above the adversity, and that's exactly what he is going to do. On the other hand, you have people who step down and grovel in the dirt and muck and everything and, you know, debase themselves and others. you must be guessing that I'm talking about Adam Schiff, our favorite one, or there, you know, there's others, of course, Nancy Pelosi. More San Francisco treats. Well, he's a Hollywood treat. She's a San Francisco treat. Let's get that right. The Californians are just raking it in, right? Raking it in. Okay, we've got some comments here by Adam Schiff, from yesterday's impeachment. Remember, that's still going on, right? That's still going on. Yeah. They're going to vote tomorrow. And it looks like even Democrats may be coming over to vote against the articles of impeachment. But this is, I heard this last night, and I'm like going, geez, are you kidding me? These guys are so unhinged. I mean, that's the right word, unhinged. They're getting desperate. They're losing this whole thing. People are going to turn on them with a vengeance. And if there is any rise up within the House of additional charges for investigation into the impeachment of Donald Trump, again, because it could happen. You know, there's no double jeopardy here. You know, this is what people have been talking about for a long time. They could do this forever and just keep on going. So, and, you know, they could still file these same charges again, but now we have more evidence and impeach them because they got the votes. Now, I think that within this short time frame of the next several months, because you got the election, you're right in the middle of the election now. You're right at the beginning of it. Shouldn't say the middle, but, well, it is the middle. I mean, for some of them, it's more than the middle. Donald Trump's been running for re-election since he got elected because he had to. He's had to do everything. Put up with all the lies. Look at what with the national nightmares that we've gone through because these people hate Donald Trump. Starting with Russia, the Russia thing, then the Ukraine thing. And now we're finding out all about these people like Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and his Ukrainian allies and so on. This is, by the way, we have not heard the end of the whole Ukrainian saga. Oh, no. We've just heard the beginning of it. Just heard the beginning of it. Just the beginning. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. And I'm telling you, don't be surprised if this guy you're going to listen to right now, by the way, and listen to what he says. I'm not even going to tell you what he's saying because you're going to think I'm making it up. No, I'm going to let you listen to Mr. Schiff. And keep in mind, I think silver bracelets would do him well right now.
Members of the Senate, Mr. Chief Justice, I want to close this portion of our statement by reading you the words of our dear friend and former colleague in the House, the late Elijah Cummings. who said this on the day that the Speaker announced the beginning of the impeachment inquiry. As elected representatives, he said, of the American people, we speak not only for those who are here with us now, but for generations yet unborn. Our voices today are messages to a future we may never see. When the history books are written about this tumultuous era, I want them to show that I was among those in the House of Representatives who stood up to lawlessness and tyranny. We, the managers, are not here representing ourselves alone or even just the House. Just as you are not here making a determination as the President's guilt or innocence for yourselves alone. No, you and we represent the American people, the ones at home and at work who are hoping that their country will remain what it has always believed it to be, a beacon of hope, of democracy, and of inspiration to those striving around the world to create their own more perfect unions, for those who are standing up to lawlessness and to tyranny. Donald Trump has betrayed his oath to protect and defend the Constitution, but it is not too late for us to honor ours, to wield our power to defend our democracy. As President Abraham Lincoln said at the close of his Cooper Union address on February 27, 1860, neither let us be slandered from our duty by false accusations against us, nor frightened from it by menaces of destruction to the government, nor of dungeons to ourselves. Let us have faith that right makes might, and in that faith, let us, to the end, dare to do our duty as we understand it. Today, we urge you, in the face of overwhelming evidence of the President's guilt, and knowing that if left in office, he will continue to seek foreign interference in the next election, to vote to convict on both articles of impeachment, and to remove from office Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States.
Okay. Thank you, Adam. Not going too far. Representative Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, warned on Monday that if President Trump's dealings with Ukraine are not impeachable offenses, then nothing would stand in his way from attempting bolder power grabs, going so far to claim that Trump could use Alaska as a bargaining chip with the Russians for support in 2020. That's true. That's what he said. Schiff floated the far-flung hypothetical during his closing arguments at the Senate impeachment trial. He appealed to Republicans who have acknowledged Trump's wrongdoing in the Ukraine matter to prevent a runaway presidency. If abuse of power is not impeachable, Trump could offer Alaska to the Russians. This is a quote. In exchange for support in the next election, or decide to move to Mar-a-Lago permanently and let Jared Kushner run the country, delegating to him the decision whether to go to war, Schiff said. Unhinged, I'm telling you. This is what he said. We'll give you the comments here in a second. It says, because those things are not necessarily criminal, this argument would allow that he could not be impeached for such abuses of power. Of course this would be absurd. More than absurd, it would be dangerous. It would be dangerous, that's right, but that's why he's saying that. This is what Donald Trump could actually do. Are you kidding me? This is what he's saying. I mean, this is, they use the term far-flung hypotheticals. Floated it. It goes on here to talk about the U.S. purchased what is now Alaska from Russia in 1867 for a transfer price of about $120 million in today's dollars. William Seward, who was Secretary of State under President Lincoln, had long pushed for the deal. Alaska became the 49th state on January 3rd, 1959. I just thought I'd bring that up to all of us. New California, right? We'll be back. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, we're looking for the exact statements here. Everybody seems to want to cover it up for Adam Schiff, which I find very, very interesting. Donald Trump's going to give away Alaska to Russia because he likes Putin, right? Unbelievable. And Jared Kushner, he's going to be in the White House. He's going to, and Trump's going to live in Mar-a-Lago and just let Jared run the country. What do you think of that one? Wow. I mean, I'm shocked. I am absolutely shocked about this. Joe Manchin is another one. Joe Manchin. Dangerous. Danger, danger. Let's get into the... I'm going to play this one, and we'll skip through it as Adam Schiff comes up and see if we can actually get some of the details.
It's the afternoon.
Thank you.
Senators, Chief Justice...
This was yesterday. No, it's
President's
not.
Counsel, it's been a long day, and we...
Yeah, we don't want that one. Sorry. So we've changed. We've shifted gears. We know that Adam Schiff has a little bit of an issue. Let's see if we got this one, the Global Star News. No, that one isn't it either. I don't know what they're trying to do here to me. Please help a brother out. I guess everybody's got these things all sewn up, and they're not going to release these for Adam. Come on, Adam. We're just trying to help a brother out. That's all we're trying to do, right? You know, the anyway, we'll see what we got here. This is NBC News. Senate impeachment here. Senators deliver speeches ahead of the final impeachment vote. That seems to be what's going on right now in the Senate hearings. That's what they're saying. Okay. All right. Well, okay. So I guess we're just going to leave it at that. For right now, we'll come back and we'll get all of our act together here on this whole impeachment deal. I'm just kind of shocked at the way this whole thing has been handled now. And I would hope that it really would have been handled before the speech tonight by the president, the State of the Union, but they just, you know, for whatever reason, they've got, so this is it, maybe. Okay, let's go. Ah, here it is. This is it. This is it. And we're going to skip through this very quickly.
By thanking you for the distinguished way you have presided over these proceedings.
Gosh, I couldn't find that. We had it up earlier.
Senators, we are not enemies, but friends.
Ah, we are.
We must not be enemies. If Lincoln could speak these words during the Civil War, surely we can live them now and overcome our divisions and our animosities.
So the equivalency of the Civil War is today with what Schiff and his creatures have created.
It is midnight in Washington. The lights are finally going out in the Capitol after a long day in the impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump. The Senate heard arguments only hours earlier on whether to call witnesses and require the administration to release documents it has withheld. Counsel for the president still maintains the president's innocence while opposing any additional evidence that would prove otherwise. Justice is refusing to produce documents directly bearing on the president's decision to withhold military aid from Ukraine.
Perfectly the president's okay misdeeds. For the president to do this.
Midnight in Washington. All too tragic, a metaphor for where the country finds itself at the conclusion of the only overwhelming evidence of the president's guilt. Donald John Trump withheld hundreds of millions of dollars to an ally at war and a coveted White House meeting is a proper remedy. Having failed to persuade the Senate or the public that there was no quid pro quo, having offered no evidence to contradict the record, the president's team is its own dead weight. Presidents may abuse their power with impunity, they argued. Abuse of power is not a constitutional crime, they claimed. Only statutory crime is a constitutional crime, even though there were no statutory crimes when the Constitution was adopted. The president had to look far and wide to find a defense lawyer to make such an argument, unsupported by history, the founders, or common sense. The Republican expert witness in the House would not make it. Serious constitutional scholars would not make it. Even Alan Dershowitz would not make it. At least he wouldn't in 1998. But this has become the president's defense. And yet, this defense proved indefensible. If abuse of power is not impeachable, even though it is clear the founders considered the highest of all high crimes and misdemeanors, but if it were not impeachable, then a whole range of utterly unacceptable conduct in a president would now be beyond reach. Trump could offer Alaska to the Russians in exchange for support in the next election, or decide to move to Mar-a-Lago permanently and let Jared Kushner run the country, delegating to him the decision whether to go to war. Because those things are not necessarily criminal, this argument would allow that he could not be impeached for such abuses of power.
Okay. That's what they've stooped to. Sorry it took so long to get us there, but you had to hear that. That's where they're at. You know, and again, this whole thing started with a lie. The whole thing started with a lie. And again, what did the president do to start this Ukrainian thing? And the lie, of course, is what happened with the Russiagate business. The lie and the road to this impeachment started when Donald Trump was elected. And within hours, they were saying they're going to impeach the MF-er, right? The whole chorus started then. That was in 2016 of November. And here we sit. Here we sit, February 4th and 5th, and we're going to finally get into to the end of this part of the impeachment. Now, I say this part because, you know, they're claiming they're going to take this to the next level, and they're going to do more investigations and try and do another impeachment, to their detriment, of course. The country is fed up. And with this kind of thinking and logic, delusional thought process by Adam Schiff, and his, of course, lies upon lies upon lies, I don't think it's going to fare very well for the Democrats at all. This is a pattern of self-destruction that they're moving into. And this is why they're so dangerous right now in a lot of ways. They're dangerous, really, not only to the country, but they're dangerous to the party. I think Donald Trump could win all 50 states. He's definitely going to get the House back. He's definitely going to get the Senate back. And now we have this election confusion going on. I wonder if that's going to happen when Bernie becomes the Democratic nominee for president. That'll really end the chaos. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Go to this website, 821R.com. It's 821R.com. And, okay, so we've got a lot of things going on here that, shockingly, people are sitting there going, oh, my goodness. So the virus, of course, is spreading. And I'm just coming off my own week-long, literally a week, almost seven days. Of viral problems, I'll tell you what, it was a hammer. It was an absolute hammer, and today is like one of the first. Yesterday I started feeling pretty good. It really faded fast in the afternoon, and today, I think we're on the downhill slide of things. But I'll tell you what, you just don't want to exert yourself. This is some nasty stuff. Nasty stuff, and I haven't been enjoying it. I would say let's all work together to try and get over this, because it's some, like I said, it's some really nasty stuff, and I wouldn't wish it upon everybody. No, not anybody. Certainly not everybody. But the Chinese seem to have no control over it, of course, and their discount. See, the problem with the Chinese is that they don't really tell the truth at the very beginning of these kind of things, and what it does, it really screws everybody up, because everybody's got to run around, and especially because they have such a large population. You know, disease goes quickly in large populations to large numbers. Shocking. You know, that's just really what happens. Oh, this I just went to Drudge because there was a little thing going on here. Okay, Drudge is all over this. All over this whole thing. And the heck? Meet human Satan. Okay. There we go. Just what we need. Of course, they have that big story about what's going on. Tesla stock skyrockets as bulls think it will keep climbing. Musk getting richer faster than anyone. Wow. There you go. Yeah. Okay, so this is what it says. I'm fascinated by this. It says Des Moines. This is the New York Post, their cover on their pick of the cover. You know, it's funny to look at New York magazine or European magazines. And we used to do this thing quite often, well, once a week anyway. I'd go back to it where you're looking at all the European magazines and the craziness that goes on. Okay, so Des Moines, this is the title. Democrats in chaos as Iowa caucus implodes. Shocking. Shocking. Couldn't happen to a better group of people. Anyway, well, I take that back. I'm going to talk about the Democratic Party. It says, Hot Mess 2020. Now, this is one that I think that there's could be some merit to. Now, we're going to get into conspiracy theories, right? Because this is one of the taglines. Caucus conspiracy against Sanders. Against Sanders. I want you to think about that. Bernie internals show him winning. Tech firm started by Clinton campaign that's linked to debacle. DHS head claims Dems refused to let department test app. Frustration and questions, system-wide disaster, delegates decided by coin flips. Okay, party hangs up on precinct captain on live TV. Entrance poll shows dip in first-timers, and Dem revivals barrel towards New Hampshire. And the big headlines on the other side says, Iowa blows it, Dems doomed. Quality control of votes, election fiasco, Pete victorious. App failure, Sanders 0%, Buttigieg 0%, Warren 0%. Of course they are. Of course they are. Okay, I want to get into this one, though, because this is an important story. Tesla stock skyrockets. What's going on with that guy? What's going on with him? Tesla is jumping again, soaring as much as 17% in trading following a 19% surge on Monday. Now, these Tesla cars, everybody seems to be getting one. I don't know about the electrical motor that goes and the battery and all that, you know, everything that goes into the components of Elon Musk's car. It's kind of interesting. They've got no grill on the front of those cars because there's no reason for a radiator, right? Well, I don't know. I've seen three of those suckers burn, those Teslas. And, boy, they go off like torches. And the blue the blue torch. The last one was actually during the Fifth Constitutional Convention. Our Fifth Constitutional Convention we had going on. It was kind of interesting. I was driving down. Now, up until this point, so this is last October. Up until that point, I've been in the Bay Area and seen two Teslas burning. And they burn, baby, burn. And this one, must have been about 5 o'clock in the morning because we're driving down to Southern California, got all the stuff for the convention. Anyway, and I look on the horizon as I'm starting to come into Sacramento. And I'm going south, so I'm going down I-5 through Sacramento, and I see this, like, blue glow going on. I'm like, no, that couldn't be. That couldn't be. So I get through Sacramento, and sure enough, get up on it, and it's a Tesla. It's going up, man. It is going up like a torch. When we come back, we're going to talk about Tesla jumping up yet again. 19% surge on Monday. Something's going on here. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. Tomorrow we're going to have Dave Hodges with us here on the radio show and talk about a whole bunch of things. Medical emergencies and that sort of thing we're talking about. Okay, Elon Musk, though, this is kind of interesting. I want to just sort of give him a little shout-out. It says, tech stocks is surging. Ron Barron forecast the company of Tesla will top $1 trillion in revenue in a decade. And his investors who bet against the stock scrambled to catch up. I just can't believe this freaking stock. It's insane. Roth Capital analyst Craig Irwin said on CNBC's Squawk Box, "This is a big separation from those of us who like to pull out the calculators and look at reality." Tuesday's jump, which at one point was more than 13%, came a day after Tesla climbed 19.9%. Its biggest one-day gain in 6 years, Tesla's stock roared after Argus Research raised its price target to a new Wall Street high of $808 a share. But even Argus' price target is below where the stock opened on Tuesday. Jeez, really? That's terrible. Tesla's shares are up more than 100% this year. This year. Through Tuesday. This year. I'm sorry, this is... What, the 4th of February? Fueled by analysts raising price targets to catch up with the stock and short covering by investors betting against the shares. Analysts still can't keep up with the run. The average 12-month price target is $493, up from $334 in December, according to FactSet. That new target is more than 40% below where the stock is trading in pre-market trading Tuesday. Jeez. God, in the chart they have here, jeez. Unbelievable. Yeah. So from 2016, a $200 stock, less than 200, it's now moving up to the 800 area. Shocking. Shocking. This was CNBC's NASDAQ source. Oh, I'm just shocked. Shocked. All I can say is this guy's doing something right. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.